This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The odds are, coming out of the holiday weekend, that you spent some time on American highways in the last few days. So this may be the wrong time to tell you that many think what this country needs is more construction zones. Congress is back today after the 4th of July recess and supposedly back to work on funding transportation, as Conrad Wilson reports.
The Highway Trust Fund is financed by an 18.4 cent per gallon gas tax, which hasn't increased in 20 years. And that's just part of the reason there may not be enough money.
You'll see the trust fund running low on fumes to the point where Federal Highway Administration will have to slow down payments to states.
Joshua Schenck runs the Eno Center for Transportation. Last week, the Department of Transportation announced that unless Congress puts more money in the fund, it will delay payments to states starting in August.
The immediate effect would be a slowing down or termination of construction projects around the country.
The Obama administration says there's as many as 700,000 jobs at stake. But there's also a long-term reason to be concerned.
The road network suffers dramatically. The transit systems can't expand. And all of this really has an economic downside to it.
Jack Basso is a former CFO at the U.S. Department of Transportation. He says poor infrastructure slows the movement of people and goods, and those bridges and roads become even more expensive to fix later on. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.